Christ with these young ones. Please pray for them. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter number 3. Our message is entitled this morning, Sanctify the Lord. Pray for us this morning as we share what it is that God has laid upon our heart as we share this message with you today, entitled, Sanctify the Lord. You may be here with us today, dear friends, and you may be wondering, what does it mean to sanctify the Lord? Well, dear friends, it means this, to turn all over to Him. And the problem in the day and time in which it is we that there are so many who fail to turn it all over to the Lord. Wonder day in and day out why that they are so often without. I tell you today, dear church, to ask the Lord. He will beckon to your call. We have not simply because we ask not. And I believe, dear friend, if we turn it all over to Him, put Him first and foremost in our life, the joy, the peace, and the goodness of God will be about us and through us in a great and glorious way. I tell you today, let us all sanctify the Lord. In 1 Peter, chapter number 3, verse number 15, the Apostle Peter writes, "But sanctify the Lord in all your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and in fear." Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, He began to remind me of the state of the ministry of Peter. Well, you see, dear friends, Peter had the Jews upon his mind as well as the Gentiles. Well, you see, the church of the living God was going through much in way of trial and tribulation. But the Lord blessed him and stirred his heart to convey that message to those that were scattered about for they to put the Lord Jesus Christ first in their life. And I'd say that to say this, dear friends, if we want what it is that God would have us to have, He must have preeminence in our life. He must be first and foremost. Why does the woes and the pitfalls of life take its toll? It's because, I tell you, friends, the Lord God Almighty seems to be in the mix of all the other things that we have in our life. I want you to know today, God Almighty is sanctified. He's set apart. He rises above all that's going on in your life, in my life, and the Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares for us, has a desire to help us and to lift us up each and every day of our lives. Oh, people says, why does the Lord not help me? Oh, I tell you, dear friends, the Lord helps. The Lord is our present help in time of trouble. The Lord is there. The Lord is always available. But I tell you today, my God, my Savior, won't play second fiddle to nobody. He's a jealous God, and He has to be first and foremost in our lives. The Christians in Paul's day and in Peter's day knew what it meant to suffer and to have hardship as we do today. But I tell you, when the Lord Lord God Almighty stands by us, and we lean upon Him, and He takes our hand, and He leads us over the threshold of trouble. Oh, praise be to God. Come hell or high water, He never leaves, nor does He forsake, and He helps, and He blesses us all. For you see, dear friends, Peter, this epistle, its theme is preparation for victory over suffering. Oh, I tell you, if the Lord Jesus Christ is first in your life, you don't feel defeated. I tell you, if the Lord Jesus Christ is first and foremost in your life, you feel victorious. I tell you, dear friends, the Lord God Almighty has a desire for us to live the victorious life. That's why that He said in John 10 and 10 that the thief comes to steal and to kill. But He said, I have come that you have life, and praise God, have it more abundantly. Oh, how do you have the abundant life today? Put the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost in all that it is that you say and do. You say, but Lynn, are you an example of that? No. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I fell and come short of the glory of God much in my life. So many times in my life I've struggled and I've tried this and I've tried that. And the Holy Spirit convicts me that I need to reach out to Him first in all that it is that I say and do. Oh, Peter wanted the church of the living God to know that in the midst of their woes, in the midst of their trial, in the midst of their hardship, no matter what would befall them, God had to be first. So he said, to sanctify the Lord. To sanctify the Lord. Have it all turned over to Him. What's the problem with so many today? Many don't turn it all over to the Lord. I've had people to tell me, I come to the altar, I pour my heart out, and when I raise up, I pick up an old trial, an old woe, and an old worry, and I depart with it. I tell you today, leave it with the Lord and praise His glorious name. He can take care of it. Peter wanted the church to know that if the Lord God Almighty was not first, if He had not preeminence in your life, the struggles and the woes and the hardship and the pain and the suffering would take its toll. But praise be to God for the marvelous goodness of the Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares about us, gives us each and every day opportunity to cast our cares upon Him, because His love cares for us. Just as we sang just a little while ago, love lifted me. Love lifted me. We all look like strong individuals. May not be as strong today as we was yesterday, but we think that we can lift and do on our own. I can tell you today, dear church family, I can do nothing on my own. But praise be to God, through Jesus Christ, my sovereign Lord, all things are possible. Peter would write, but sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and in fear. Why was Peter emphasizing to sanctify the Lord? You know why that is? It's because that you and I today have a witness. We today have a testimony. You and I today are to exalt our Lord God Almighty. Because I tell you, we live in a harsh, very sinful world. And I tell you, the world needs to hear the good news of the gospel. And when people come to you with questions, and people come to you with concerns, it's God's desire, it's His divine will that you and I today be ready. Be ready. You say, Brother Lynn, how can I be ready? Put the Lord first in your life, and the Holy Spirit will make you ready. God, He is able. God is able. This church that old Peter was addressing, this general church, had ups, downs, highs, and lows. One may be doing good. A neighbor may be falling apart. The church may be scattered here and there, what seems everywhere. But the same God that saved Peter, the same God that led Paul, the same God that's among us today, praise His glorious name, He is able to bless and to help each and every one of us in our daily walk. Peter's theme here in this first epistle is preparation. You see, dear friends, to prepare to do the will of a loving, caring, compassionate God, we must put Him first. Prepare. Prepare. I don't read my sermons. I don't pull them off of the internet, or I don't pull them out of the book. I get them from my knees. It takes preparation. It takes prayer. It takes study. It takes a willingness to serve an almighty God. I tell you today, I fail. I'm short and I'm far from perfect. But praise be to God, I know where it comes from. I know. Bible teaches us that greater He that is within us than he that is in the world. You see what Peter was saying? He was saying, church, sanctify the Lord. Turn it all over to Him. And allow God to bless you and to help you and enable you to give an answer with meekness and fear. And meekness means kindness. It means loving. It means compassion. And that fear does not mean trembling. That fear means respect, honor, and awe. It stirs me to talk about Jesus. I met with two men yesterday. They asked me to have lunch with them, and I did. Invited them to church this morning. They have visited a time or two. One told me, said, I will. The other one said, well, I've came and listened to you before. I'll make it back again. I looked for them this morning. I thought to myself when I left the restaurant yesterday, I spent 3 hours with you. I thought, at least anybody could do spend an hour with the Lord. Huh? It ain't that God asks us too much. Oh, praise God. He must be first in our lives. I pray that those two young men, I pray that those young fellas are in church somewhere today, praising and singing to our glorious, loving Lord. I pray they are. Whether here, let it be somewhere. Peter was saying that we're to have the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of our day and our night, to be number one in our walk, in our talk, in our demeanor. Oh, dear friends, what does that take for us to be what God would have us to be? I tell you what it takes. It takes a willingness to serve and a desire to go and a love to share the good news of the gospel. To open this word. To break this bread. What is our heart? I thought about much of what Peter wrote. And I've mentioned Paul a couple times already. But they both stood on the same page when it come to sanctifying the Lord. For Paul would write to the church at Rome and say, in Romans 1 and verse number 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." You see, Paul knew, as Peter did, is that the Lord would bless them and to equip them to give an answer, that their words can be seasoned with salt from the Lord God Almighty. Because I tell you today, friend, the world needs to hear the truth of the gospel. Not 3 points and a poem, not a prep rally speech, but the good news of the word of God. That's what the world needs. That's what the world needs. Faith cometh by hearing, and by what? The word of God. It must. For if the church that Peter was addressing, if they had not put the Lord Jesus Christ first in their life, if he didn't set as the preeminent one upon their heart, mind, and soul, the church in Peter's day would flounder. What happens today when the churches put the secular world of God, I tell you what happens. It will flourish for a while, but I tell you, upon experience and upon witnessing, it will disintegrate and fall to pieces. But longevity comes from God on the throne of one's heart. Peter knew those throughout Asia Minor, throughout the religious world, needed to hear the good news of the gospel. Did you know there's people in our area, our neighbors, people we work with, people we go to school with, people we interact with, they need to hear the good news of the gospel. Told you it's Wednesday night. Burden for certain people. Made a point early Monday morning to text them, to contact them, let them know that we love them, we care for them, that we miss them. Heard very little in way of response. And it troubles our heart. You say, "Brother Lynn, are you judging?" No. Oh, dear friends, by our fruits we're known. But my prayer is, my heartfelt desire is, that people today, as they was in Peter's day, be the very best they possibly can be for the Lord God Almighty. Our words are to be seasoned. Peter's general epistle here in 1 Peter is about preparation in the midst of suffering, in the midst of hardship. You plant a garden, you prepare the soil. You bake a cake, you prep with the ingredients. What God is saying to us today, The purpose to put everything in place that we today can share the good news of His Word with the world that's around us. But for all these things to come together, He must have preeminence in our lives. So what are we to do? We're to sanctify the Lord. Sanctification means set apart. The Lord's not to be whittled in the mix. The Lord is to be up above and to be exalted before all. But I'm sad to say, in our day, as it was in Peter's day, as it was in Paul's day, the Lord God Almighty receives preeminence in one's life when one is falling apart and in trouble. Listen, He's my Lord, He's your Lord in the good times and in the bad times and in all the points in between. Whether we like it or not or willing to acknowledge it or not, He is. He is. We preached just a short time ago how that people says, well, I wonder if they've made Him Lord. Listen, we don't make Him Lord. He is Lord. You can't make God what He already is and what He forever will be. That's why that Peter emphasized this so greatly, because man tends to forget. When everything is going good for you, and everything is going good for me, we have a tendency. But listen, you let trouble come. You let sickness come. You let tragedy come. You let something befall you. It's much greater than anything that you can comprehend. I tell you where you'll go. You'll go to God. You know, my heart went out to those folks up in Morgan County that got hit with that tornado. Those up in Granger County. Been thinking about them, been praying for them. I have friends in Morgan County. Have friends up in Granger County. Don't know if they've been hit. I'll find out tomorrow if this one boy had any damage. He's back this side of Deer Lodge. He's a few miles down the road, but I've been concerned. They didn't know. No doubt, a few hours before, what would befall them. But I feel safe to say, I bet there was a whole lot of praying going on that night. God's so good. God wants us to have that zeal in our hearts and in our lives to share. Paul said he was not ashamed of the gospel. Because it brought about the power of salvation. Friends, we ask you today, sanctify the Lord. You say, well, where do I start? Realize where you are. Listen, through salvation, you had been sanctified. Sanctification became yours through salvation. You've already been set apart. It's just like having a mixing bowl at the house. You've got it sitting there. It's ready for the ingredients. God has made us ready. Let us be willing. In closing, I want to share with you a passage from the book of Psalms. In Psalms 119 and verse 46, the psalmist writes, I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. You know something? If the devil can rob you from sharing the Word of God with someone you encounter, he will. His desire is to give us spiritual lockjaw. It's God's desire for us to have free will,
and a gentle spirit and desire to do. It all begins with sanctifying the Lord, giving it all to Him. And when we do that, dear friends, you can rest assured of this, He will work mightily in our lives. I have people in my family that needs the Lord. I have people in my family that needs to see the error of their ways and look to Jesus Christ, who is and forever will be the author and the finisher of our faith. Listen. If they can't see it in us, chances are they're not going to see it nowhere, because we're closer to them than anybody. Peter was close to this church. He was close to these churches. He had ministered with the Gentiles. He grew up in the Jewish culture. Peter was a part of them, just as we are a part of those that are around us. Friends, we ask you today, let us sanctify the Lord. Sanctify the Lord. Praise His glorious name. Let's stand to our feet.